By and large, we associate growing older with growing wiser. I mean, that's what's meant to happen. But actually, a direct correlation between age and wisdom isn't a given. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It's one thing to know a lot of things, to have knowledge, but it's another thing altogether to know what to do with that knowledge. You can be smart, but lack, for instance, emotional intelligence. You can be highly intelligent, yet still fail to perceive people's emotions, have insights into situations, or show compassion when it's needed. So here's the question: how do you and I grow in wisdom? That's something we should all be asking ourselves, because none of us is there yet. None of us has arrived. It turns out that, like most things, wisdom comes through practice. Here it is, James chapter 3, verse 13. Are there any among you who are really wise and understanding? Then you should show your wisdom by living right. You should do what is good with humility. A wise person doesn't boast. Wisdom and understanding, it turns out, are like muscles that we can exercise or not, abilities that we can either grow stronger or weaker. How can we become really wise and understanding? By living right each day, simply doing good without boasting about it, without expecting accolades, but in humility, just step by step doing good. Who in your life just at the moment needs you to do good for them? Who is it that needs just some simple kindness or a word of affirmation or a helping hand today, here and now? When we humble ourselves and do good for them, we'll at the same time be growing in wisdom. That's God's word, fresh for you today. It's amazing how often, though, the same sin raises its ugly head to rob us of doing good, of demonstrating wisdom. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of a special edition book. It's called Eliminating Stubborn Sin Once and for All. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.